This is the Power Walk Ministries broadcast with author and speaker, Reverend Paul Cannings. Thanks for joining us today as Dr. Cannings brings us the final message in Volume 2 of the series, Broken, Not Defeated. We have a lot of expectations of our friends, yet do we take the time to consider the kind of friend we are to others? Consider Job in the Bible. While his friends pointed their fingers at him, when he desperately needed their support, we find, towards the end of the chapter, God does not reprimand them, but rather calls on Job to pray for them. Pastor Kennings goes through this to provide us key principles for us to take away in part two of the message, Be a Friend.
One of the things that just really impacted my life so powerfully in Scripture is Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, asking Peter, James, and John to just stay with him a while. And that just really humbles me in the sense that here is Jesus, fully God, fully man, understands he's going to die. He's been saying it so much. The Pharisees and the scribes heard about it. And he kept saying this cup. What does he mean by this cup? He said he's going to die. He knows why he has to die. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son and said, whosoever believe in him shall be saved. He said that verse. So it's clear from the get-go, this is going to happen. Jesus Christ, come back. Would you pray with me a while? God, let this cup. What cup? God, I want this cup to pass. The wrath of God. Could you imagine what that was like? What is it like to experience the wrath of God? The beating of the soldiers? God is taking out on him what man can't handle. He took it totally out on Christ. The wrath of God. That's the cup. The wrath of God would beat on Christ. Could you imagine what that's like? Colossians chapter 1, all things are through him, for him, and by him. He is literally allowing this to take place when he had the full authority to stop it because it's his Father's will. So when we come to this wrath, he says, please let it stop. I'm going to die, that I get it, but not the beating. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to be on Calvary, but not the beating. That part is hard to take away. Same thing you see him on the cross saying, Father, don't turn your back on me. And he kept asking for three friends to hang out with him, and they fell asleep. At the worst of his life, Christ, fully human, called for a friend. Christ, fully human, needed a friend to love him. Christ, fully human, needed them just to pray with him a while. Christ, fully human, showed one person by themselves is not as good as two, and have three strands is better than two. He shows us what Solomon would write about, and that is, it's nothing like going through the hardest time in your life and having friends. Even Job, in this passage of Job chapter 16, crying out for an advocate, somebody to plead his case in heaven, verse 19 of chapter 16, he's crying out for Christ. Christ is our advocate, Hebrews chapter 8. He sits at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. There's no Christ to plead his case. So he's crying out for Christ. He's crying out for a witness. The witness does not exist. And so he's now looking to friends who are scoffing at him. They're telling him that he is worthless. He's telling him that you're hiding sins that you need to fix. Job, you have sinned. Stop telling us you have not. And let's start telling you what you've done wrong. Job is saying, man, you know me, how I function with my family. You know how I function at the city gates. You know how I did business with you and business with everybody else. You know me. You know I haven't functioned this way, but it's still calling him all kind of names. It's still snotty scoffing at him, looking down their nose at him, like, who are you? You're not as high as we are. Obviously, look at us. We don't have all these sores on our bodies. We still have our kids. We still have our houses. Yours is blown to bits. Your business is gone. We still have our business. God has kept me. God has made me look great. Look at me. But look at you. You are lost your kids, lost the house, lost your business. You are now having a disease that's going to take your life. And before it takes your life, you need to do something to stop it. And Job is going, I can't stop this. I have no power. Well, that's why, because you don't want to repent. You need to repent. How many times our friends would be that way? But even Jesus, Job, a righteous man, Paul would talk about people who have turned their back on him. our folks. We need, in the midst of all that we go through, be a friend. Stop looking down our nose at people as if we're higher than them, being self-righteous. Nobody knows the level of their maturity until they're broken and in distress. That's when you know what a kind of character a person really has. You see, Job here, he refuses to take his eyes off of God. He's asking for an advocate, no response. So he's leaning on friends. Worst response ever. Here's what Job says in verse 21. I believe Job is at the point of depression here. When Christian people are looking down their nose at us, because look at you, you lost your job. Look at us. God has kept us. People get that way. They're self-righteous, as if God has got a special thing for them because of their level of faith. You have to have faith, like faith is something you jump up in the skies and grab. And the person who could jump the highest can slam down the word of God and they can have faith. And the Bible says lots of things about how we're supposed to help the weak, take care of the faint-hearted. Not look down our nose. Our brothers caught in a sin, Galatians chapter 6. You who are spiritual, go help the person and restore them. Don't look down our nose. So even if Job sinned, they were supposed to help their brother, reconcile with him, and help bring him out of what was going on. No, they looked down their nose at him. Oh, folks, this made Job more depressed when the people around him wasn't there. Jesus Christ would say, come on, guys. Pray with me a while. Come back three times. He's going through a trial. He comes to them three times. They're still asleep. Jesus Christ says, come on, let's get up. Let's go. And that's what we see here in this passage. Job says, you know what? I'm going to go back and focus. With all the things we've talked about all week. We talked about the fact you don't take matters into your own hands. Verse 17. What we talked about this week is that prayer goes to supplication. When we pray, it's worshipful because we're demonstrating trust in God. God, I still trust you. Why? We don't bring God down low. We keep him high. That's what lifts us and causes us not to go to hopelessness. We talk about keeping ourselves in the midst of all of it pure. If we continue to do what God has called us to do, he will bless us. John chapter 15, Psalm 112. It's all over the Bible. If I walk in the way he tells me, Psalm 128, God will bless me if I choose to walk in wisdom. I keep his ways. He has blessed me with riches. Proverbs 24. It's all over the Bible that God says, if you continue to trust me, no matter what is going wrong in your life, if you continue to trust me, God will work out all things for our good. No matter what we're going through, Paul would say, it'll come to the benefit of our lives because we did not let it corrupt us. Job says, I'm keeping this pure. He cries out to God. He says, don't let this injustice that has taken place on me be covered up in the dust. Let people see that this was wrong. What happened was not what they were saying it was. Jesus Christ will come to us and he says, oh God, I can't carry on. There's so much on me. He says, cast your load upon me. I'll care for you. He will litigate the case. Jesus Christ is going to say, they can't bear anymore, God. They can't bear anymore. I got an escape place here. I got an exit for them. I got to get them through this exit. He will litigate the case for us. Job didn't have that, but we have that. So we constantly don't bring God down. And because we don't bring him down, we focus on the efforts that Jesus Christ can provide for us. So all things work together for the good of those who love him. Those who love him keep his commandments. No matter what is going on, no matter how bad it is, they will keep his commandments. And that's why he says in verse 21, oh, that one might plead for a man with God. I just need to find one friend. If I could just find one friend. One friend. Job still, as a human being, needed somebody to be near him. He says, to plead with me out of the mouth of two witnesses, as a man pleaded for his neighbor. I just need one. These guys are scorning me. These guys are looking down their nose at me. Folks, that's why I say, do not live an isolated life. Satan loves it. I remember when we were in Africa, this lion took off to get these zebras. And he's chasing them. The zebra that went off by itself, that zebra was slaughtered. Satan wants to put pressure. He's a roaring lion seeking whom he could devour. A lot of noise. A lot of noise with bills. A lot of noise with jobs. A lot of noise with health issues. A lot of noise with all these different things that are clamoring around us. And he loves the noise. He wants to scare us, to put us in fear, put us in oppression and feeling depressed. It's just noise. when we come to these times, the Bible is saying, don't isolate, don't run away, don't stick off from the church. I'm just not good right now to come to you. No, run to the church. Call the prayer ministry. Reach out to people. He's saying that will help you in the midst of depressing situations, overwhelming situations, hard situations. That will help to lift you, because the body of Christ is what he uses to build you up. That's where the spiritual gifts are. Right there in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, all the way to verse 16. Whether we know the person or not, just like in the book of Colossians, Paul didn't know the people, but Paul still loved on them and gave them direction and taught them what to do. And that's why the Bible will teach us about how we should love, how we should operate, when no matter what we're going through, no matter what difficulties we face, he says, be kindly affectionate to one another in Romans chapter 12, verse 10, with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, because Christ uses the body to bless us. And that's why he says in verse 22, when a few years are come, then I will go the way whence I shall not return. He says, when a few years, why, I still have hope that God will vindicate me, heal me. You don't let your hope die. No matter what's going on, believe that the Lord is able. Nothing is impossible with God. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. You keep obeying God. You keep believing God. You keep trusting him. One of the things I do is just pick up the psalm and start just reading psalms. Just reading it, knowing that the Spirit is my teacher, my illuminator, will comfort and strengthen my heart, provide me wisdom, and give me strength to make it through. So understand, folks, doesn't matter what you're going through, the question becomes, who are you going through it with? Because that will ultimately provide you the strength to make it one more day. Don't worry about tomorrow. God got that. But when you're broken, this is how you're not defeated. Stay focused.
Thank you, Dr. Cannings. What humility, maturity, and strength Job displays for us. Now, for a copy of this message, log on to powerwalkministries.org. There you'll find Pastor Cannings' newest release online. It's called Disciples in the Making, Discipling Believers from Spiritual Infancy to Spiritual Maturity. And this guide comes in a student workbook so that you can do one-on-one or group discipleship. Again, you'll find that at powerwalkministries.org. Or you can call us at 281-260-7402.
I praise God that this ministry has blessed many lives. But the notes that we've received, the calls that many people have provided, it encourages us to keep going. So pray, folks, that you would partnership with this ministry by encouraging other people to come and listen to us, by getting on our website, making purchases, by supporting our ministry. And I guarantee you, it will go to the better use of God's kingdom resources to touch lives. That is our heart, because of what we felt God was calling us to is to touch lives. And I pray that you've been blessed by this ministry. Share the word, pass it on, and pray for us regularly. God bless.
If you live in the Houston area, you're invited to attend Living Word Fellowship Church, where Pastor Cannings serves as senior pastor. For locations and service times, log on to lwfellowshipchurch.org. And now, as we leave you, remember to express your gratitude to God for good friends. Pray for those who have harmed you. And most of all, let's strive to be the kind of friend to others that God wants us to be.